Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. Today we'll be learning Bava Kamma, the third chapter, the ninth and the tenth Mishnah. Mishnah 9. Shur Shave Mane, Shinagach Shur Shave Matayim, Veina Nevela Yafa Klum, Notales Ashur. If an ox worth a mana, good an ox worth 200, and the carcass is not worth anything, then he takes the ox. Shur Shave Matayim, Shinagach Shur Shave Matayim. If a shur that is worth 200 gores an ox that's another shur that's worth 200, Ve'ein Hanevela Yafa Klum, and the carcass is not worth anything. Amar Rabbi Meir, Alze Nemar, Umachro Es Ashur Hachai V'chatzu Es Kaspo. Concerning that, Rabbi Meir says, it's concerning this verse that it says, they shall sell the live ox and divide its price. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, V'kein Halacha, Kiyamta Umachru Es Ashur Hachai V'chatzu Es Kaspo, V'lo Kiyamta V'gam Es Hames Yechasun. So Rabbi Yehuda said to him, and so it's the law you fulfilled, that they shall sell the live ox and divide its price. But have you not fulfilled, and the dead also they shall divide? Ve'eze, and which one is this? Zeshur Shave Matayim, Shenegach Shur Shave Matayim. You have this shur that is worth 200, the gourd and ak, another shur that is worth 200. V'hanevela Yafa Chamishim Zuz. But in this case, the carcass is worth 50 Zuz. Shazen Natol Chatzi Hachai V'chatzi Hames. V'zen Natol Chatzi Hachai V'chatzi Hames. This one takes half of the live one and half the dead one, and this one takes half the live one and half of the dead one. So again, the Torah says, if one man's ox hurts another's, and so that it dies, and they shall sell the live ox and divide its price, and the dead also they shall divide. So this verse is teaching us that the owner of a shur tam pays half damages from its body. But our Mishnah now is determining, how do we do this? So if a tam, which is worth a mana, which is 100 zuz, gores an ox worth 200 zuz, and the ox, which is gored, which was worth 200 zuz, dies, but the carcass is not worth anything, the owner of the injured ox takes the other ox, which was worth less, was worth half, because the tam pays half damages from the body, and the ox is worth half. Now, if you have an ox worth 200 that gores another ox worth 200, and the carcass is not worth anything, half damage is equivalent to half the value of the ox. And the Torah refers to such a case that it teaches that the live ox is sold, and the injured party and the injurer divides its price between them. So the injured party gets his 100 zuz, half damage, and the injurer keeps half the value of his ox, 100 zuz. And Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Meir, in fact, this is the law. Since the damager pays to the injured party 100 zuz, which is half of the damage that has occurred, but the Torah did not refer to the case that you shall sell the live ox and divide its price. It also referred to, and the dead, they should also divide. So you interpreted the first half of the verse, they shall sell the live ox and divide its price, but you haven't interpreted the second half, and the dead, they should also divide. Where is a case that also takes an effect, the dead, they shall also divide, because in this case, the carcass was worth nothing. So what is this case of the ox that's mentioned in the Torah? So it's a case where the ox is worth 200, and it gored an ox that's worth 200, but the carcass, the nevela, is worth 50 zuz. So the damage is only 150 zuz, the 200 minus the 50. So this one takes half of the live one and half of the dead one, and this one takes half the live one and half of the dead. So they each receive 125 zuz. They each have a loss of 75 zuz. Half of the damage of the live and half the damage of the dead, because they divide both. So even Rabbi Yehuda holds this is true. And he and Rabbi Meir only disagree in the case where the carcass appreciated in value. If the carcass wasn't worth anything at the time of death, but later appreciated in value, according to Rabbi Meir, the appreciation of the carcass belongs solely to the injured party, just as the depreciation of the carcass is his loss. This is the meaning of Rabbi Meir's statement in our Mishnah concerning that which would have said, they shall sell the live ox and divide its price. the damager is obligated to pay to the injured party the value of half his damage from the price of the live ox. Does not deduct anything for the appreciation of the carcass. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds that even the damager takes half of the appreciation of the carcass. And when he comes to pay the injured party his half damages, he deducts half the appreciation of the carcass as well. And that's the law according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah 10. Yesh chayav al maisa shoro upater al maisa atzmo. Pater al maisa shoro v'chayav al maisa atzmo. There is one who is liable for the act of his ox and exempt for his own act. Exempt for the act of his ox and liable for his own act. Shoro shebiyesh, pater. If his ox caused indignity, he's pater, he's exempt. V'hu shebiyesh, and if he caused indignity, if he embarrassed, Chayev, he's liable. Shoros Yasima es ein avdo, v'hifal eshino, pater. If his ox blinded the eye of his bondman, his slave, or knocked out his tooth, he is exempt. V'hu shasima es ein avdo, v'hifal eshino, chayev. But if he blinded the eye or knocked out the tooth of his bondman, he's chayev. Shoros shechovol ba'aviv uve'imo, chayev. If his ox injured his father or his mother, he's chayev. V'hu shechavo ba'aviv imo pater. But if he injured his father or his mother, he's pater. Shor shehidlik es hagadish b'shabas chayev. If his ox set fire to the stack of corn on Shabbos, he's chayev, he's liable. V'hu shehidlik es hagadish b'shabas pater. But if he lights fire to the stack of corn on Shabbos, he's pater. B'fnei shehu. Mischayev benafsho, because he's actually chayev with his own life.